Well, I guess that was for there. Well, I don't know. What would you call getting warmer around the globe? No, liberal meteorology. So, you know the no such a thing as global warming people. They're like lobsters, in my opinion. Won't feel the heat till it's too late. So squirt a little lemon on them, they're done. Well, Wisconsin was never meant to be served at 104 degrees, though, I'll tell you that. Cow pies, hard as rocks. Good for throwing. Kind of hard to pass them, though, I would think. I don't really know. I got enough problems of my own. What can you say? It's 104 degrees, but it's a wet heat. You know? Feels like Fahrenheit 451, actually, in real temperature. It's like Mercury in the off-season here now. If we do nothing about global warming, out of principle, you know, the next coolest planet is Mars. High of 70, low of minus 225. So just slightly north of Fairbanks kind of thing. Wisconsin now has an Arizona climate. The only difference is nobody asks for your papers. Yet. That could change any minute. You can't even head north anymore. You used to head north for relief. You can't head north because Highway 29 buckled, separating Wisconsin from up north. No way to get there now. And then, of course, everybody's worried, what if Canada melts? That's going to be a disaster. Okay. Now for all the news that isn't, find one more God particle and voila, little godlet particles. Or get a whole bunch and make something resembling Charlton Heston. You know, get enough God particles. Eventually, there'll be so many God particles, they'll say, oh, not another God blank particle. Funny thing is, I had a bunch of God particles in my sock drawer, and I just threw them out. I said, why am I collecting these? You know, who knew? But you know, every particle thinks it's fundamental to the universe. That's just the way they are. They're like kids. Particles are like kids. You know? And remember, the last time physicists were so ecstatic was when they split the atom, so take that into account. How did that turn out? Next for physics, of course, the atheist particle. Then the T particle, that'd be better. In the non-particle, non-heat, non-news, Romney not only looking at a woman as vice president, he's thinking of sister VPs. Three or four of them share duties. I guess it's how it works. I'm not quite sure. Romney says the jobs report is a real kick in the gut, which is quite a flight of fancy for a guy who's never held a job. He has kicked a few guts, though, I think, along the way. I don't know. I had 80,000 new jobs. I feel pretty good about myself. You know, just me, though. I know Governor Walker would. Yep. Yes, sirree. Unemployment rate now 8.2%. We'll go to 8.3% with Mr. Obama. But what a resume. What a resume he's going to have there. You know, unfortunately, he's not overqualified to ever work again, so that's a problem. Pretty much how I feel. On the do I have health care or don't I front, I wouldn't talk up the pre-existing conditions just yet. They've waited this long, they can wait a little longer. Romney now says the mandate is broccoli. And he says the hell with it. I guess this is the way they go. Groucho says you got to take up the tax before you can take up the carpet. Duck soup. What? Don't you watch old movies? Stay tuned. We'll let you know when it's safe to get sick. So tune in here. On the internet, denial of service attacks multiply. But hey, don't talk to me about denial of service. I've been married for 28 years. The University of Arizona develops a robot that walks with a human gait and then deports it when it cannot produce papers. The U.S. to hand defense of Afghanistan to the Taliban. That's a no-brainer. The court gives the green light to attacking priests in revenge in the recent case. But don't think you'll get off with a few Hail Marys in confession. So it's a little steeper than that is what I'm thinking. Samsung forced to sell new tablets from fireworks stands in the county. Congress passes balloon rate student loans. Your diploma will have the new rates on them when you get it. When the rates go up next year, time to think about loaning your student. Conservative PACs begin gobbling up one another in a billion-dollar game of Pac-Man. Big Florida tropical storm, Debbie does Daytona. Survey finds 30% of meat eaters would eat a vegetarian. Grain-fed. The rumored iMini pad for light days. PRI, Public Radio National, acquires Mexico in a surprising result in that election. Looks like we'll be replaced with Sábado Gigante. That means big Saturday.
It does.
We're small Saturday. Sexting among the elderly on slow rise. But they're getting there. James Bond at 90, shaken or stirred, just give it to me. And Anderson Cooper bites dog, that's news. And that's all the news that is, and thank you so much, and good night. Okay.